as you'd be aware, last week, and many times I've called for the government to give the creches of Donegal, there's over 25 of them impacted by the affected concrete, and I'm calling for the government to give them the 100% redress and to find a solution for the community services that does justice actually for our communities, that give mothers like me, full-time working mothers like me, an opportunity to be able to work, give us, and childcare workers are not like some, not babysitters, they're early educators, they play a really important role in our children's lives, and we should value every single childcare worker of the country, and especially here in Donegal, you know, it's such a rural community, we're over, a lot of the creches are overcrowded, if anything we need more childcare facilities, and most, like for me right now, it is about the affected concrete and to be able to deal with that, and that this creche, along with many other services, will get the 100% redress.
And you spoke in the Shannon, I think maybe it was 2 weeks ago at this stage, about this, and what you said was, leader, if it was Leinster House falling down, we wouldn't be expected to sit in here, so why should our children?
Yes, like if it was the Shannon Chambers, as I said last week, or the Dáil Chambers that was, it had affected concrete, the TDs and senators wouldn't be expected to sit in the houses of the Rochtas. Why are we leaving children like my wee girl come into a childcare service where I'm not the only mother in Donegal who has a worry about the affected concrete and what that like for the future of our children as well. Now, this may never impact Anne Lacey or Billy, my kids personally, but in the future, and for, like, you know, we need a future proof, and we need a future proof child service that mothers and fathers can work. Like, society is not how we seem to 20, even 30 years ago. So really we need facilities that's fit for purpose, and most importantly the buildings. Like, it's just warmth, it's being able to know that it'll be there next year, you know.
And were you down yesterday whenever the President visited the Donegal Travellers community?
I thought yesterday President Connolly's visit said true to our campaign. You know, and the President left with one thought in her head. She said that she thinks pride, not prejudice, and that was her message she took from Donegal Travellers yesterday. Donegal Travellers are celebrating 30 years of the organisation, and I think as a community we came a long way in the 30 years. However, we have a long way to go. So I think Catherine Connolly's visit to Donegal in general is absolutely incredible, and it just shows what kind of a character our President is. She's saying true to the people of Donegal when she came to campaign last August and last September.